This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
If you're a tennis fan, you'll love Betting Weekly Game Bet Match on the BetRivers Network. Whether you're a bettor or just love tennis, you'll enjoy the in-depth analysis each week of the tennis calendar. Subscribe to Game Bet Match today from your favorite podcast provider.
Hello and welcome to the Betting Weekly Championship Show, brought to you in association with BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. I know many of you tuned in to see George Ellick. I know you've got the much better-looking version of him in myself, Nigel Seeley. But George is away playing golf somewhere in Florida. What a tough life. But I'm standing alongside the man who's regularly giving the picks here and regularly giving the winners. It's Jack Wright. Jack, how are you doing, sir?
I'm good, thanks, Nigel. How are you?
I'm all right, mate. I'm all right. I've just been called in for this for the championship show. George, we're paying him too much, actually, if he's going off round got playing golf in Florida, isn't he? Surely
can't be bad. Sawgrass, Kiwa Island. Tell you what, I'm off to Colchester tomorrow. That's the difference.
Well, there you are. You're off to Colchester. I'm actually going to New York tomorrow, though. There you go. But well, I'm going to watch the tennis, but in New York. But it's a trip that's been planned for a long, long time. Anyway, this is an extra bonus for you because it's a midweek card of English Championship matches, a full card. It's a tricky time of the season. You and I spoke, Jack, didn't we, about in the Premier League show. The matches are coming fast and furious. We haven't really got much data and much stats to go on. So I found it difficult to go through and look at these ones and give some really confident picks, and probably you're doing the same.
Yeah, I think it is a hard transition, obviously, with the games happening quickly. The one thing I'd say, probably more so in the Championship than in the Premier League, is that teams with squads are going to, and I know one of your picks coming up in a minute will play on to that, the fact that the teams have actually got the ability to rotate a little bit, where they've had like a cup game during the week, they had a league game at the weekend, they're playing again on Tuesday, they play again on Saturday. The ability to have a bit of rotation within the squad, but also, crucially, I think, and we're starting to see it a little bit, the squads that have got, the teams that have got ability to change things up during the match, five subs, and have a strong bench, they're starting to come to the fore. And I think this is their time now, especially where they can make a little bit of hay.
Yeah, and sort of the gap between the top and the bottom of the Championship is growing bigger and bigger every season. Yeah. And this season looking like it could be a good one as well. Let's start with your pick. At the top of the table, clash, two teams sitting at the top of the table, Sheffield United against Reading. I know you've got a bet in this game. What do you like here?
Yeah, I'm going with Sheffield United. Still plugging on, fading Reading, but I do fancy it strongly, this one. Sheffield United on -0.75 handicap at -132. They've got a fantastic home record, and like I said, I suffered at the weekend back in Millwall to beat Reading,
You're not the only one. I did a show for an American company called Veasan, which I'm on, and a lot of people would have seen me on Veasan, and I gave five picks at the weekend, and three had won on the Saturday, and one had lost, and some guy sent me a message that says, "You said Reading, they suck," and we read through, and that's the kind of people you got to please. We can't please them, but I fell into the same category as well. I don't know if there's a good thing or a bad thing that we both agree on. I like to disagree with you, Jack. So I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Well, I'm sure we'll come on to it as we move through the show. But the same thing. I hit most of the EFL picks over the weekend. Someone asked me my strongest one. I went Millwall to beat Reading. And as you say, they come back to you, go, "You said it was the strongest one." Yeah, well, you know, unfortunately, the Championship, like a lot of footballs, if it was that easy, well, we wouldn't have the chance to bet on them. So here we go again. Let's go in. We'll put the tin hats on. We're going to go in again and have a go at Sheffield United this time. Super strong home record. 100% record at home this season. And they perform well. They got a decent result away at Luton on Friday night. Never an easy place to go. They managed to salvage a point, having been a goal down there. Ollie McBurney scoring his first goal from over 40 league games. So watch him now go on a run. It's one of those things that will happen. But I think that they were top of the table going into that one. Reading's surprise win over Millwall, which like, I think you've got to give them credit that they've gone there, a tough place to go, and picked up the win. But you know, prior to that, they'd lost four on the spin away from home, failed to score away from home. And yeah, maybe Millwall just, you know, I felt that they would pick it up going back to the Den. Wasn't to be. I think this Sheffield United side are a step too far for Reading to try and, you know, go and do the business there. Now, let's make no bones about it. If Reading can go to Bramall Lane and come away with 3 points, then we have absolutely got to sit up and take notes and go, what's going on? Paul Ince is doing wonders. But as it stands at the minute, I just feel that Sheffield United have got too much. They're too strong, and they're too strong at home that for Reading to be able to pick up another good result here. I fancy Sheffield United to win, and to win by a couple of goals or more.
So what's the best bet? What are you going for?
Sheffield United win minus 0.75 at minus 132.
So if you're new to the betting, minus 0.75 means half of your bet is on Sheffield United minus half a goal. So if they win, you cash. And the other half is minus one. So if they win by exactly one, you only win half a unit stake. I like that. I've actually bet Sheffield United to win the championship this season. I bet them last season as well and started off terribly, didn't they? They had a terrible, terrible start. Finished really strong. And on the contrast, I bet Reading to get relegated. So
I'm afraid to say that we're agreeing on that one as well. We'll get there. Don't worry, we'll get there. But it's a topsy turvy one at the moment. Reading up there, top of the table. But fair play, they've gone and done it. I said they had a couple of bad results prior to that one away from home. Had a couple of bad results prior to Millwall. Revert to type here, and I say Sheffield United are a strong, strong outfit at home, and they've got a lot going forward. Crowd behind them, and Heckenbottom's done a good job there.
Tremendous job he's done. Minus 0.75 Sheffield United for Jack, his first pick in the championship this week. Is that Tuesday or Wednesday, that game?
Tuesday.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah.
We're going
Wednesday.
Is it Wednesday? Okay, Wednesday. Yeah. Wednesday game, that one. Let's move on to the next game. And now, if you're new to the show or you've been following, Jack is a Norwich City supporter. Obviously, last season he had a terrible year, and then he's earned the championship and they start as favourites. Now, I've been asked to pick one of three of my picks this week, and one of them I've given is Norwich to beat Birmingham at minus 115. Now, I'll give you the reasons why, and Jack's probably much more informative to tell you why I'm having a good bet or a bad bet. I feel that, but it's not that Norwich are brilliant, because I don't think they're great this season, but that's a bad start. They're steadying up the ship. They're not heavily reliant on one single player to score goals. They've got goals from all around the pitch. Josh Sargent, who landed the plus 295 for George at the weekend. I think they look at a side that got goals in from most positions in the pitch. And, you know, defensively, they were very strong against Sunderland at the weekend when they won 1-0 away from home, which I know Sunderland have lost their manager, but it's still a very, very tough place to go and get a result, which gives Norwich some sort of heart and some credit for that. But on the flip side, Birmingham, this side are dreadful. I mean, last season when Lee Bowyer was there, they had so many problems off the pitch as well as on the pitch. He left and they brought in John Eustace, the assistant manager at Queen's Park Rangers. This season, nothing's really changed. I mean, six of their matches so far in the championship, five of them are cashed unders. And the reason why they're cashing unders is because they don't score. They lost 1-0 at home to Wigan. They lost 2-0 at Rotherham, who, to be fair, Rotherham could surprise many this season with some of their results. Failed to score in four of their six matches. And when you have a team like Birmingham who just can't score goals, and you've got a team like Norwich who have the ability of players all over the pitch who can score the goals, I think that inevitably is how you're going to win a football match. So for me, I like Norwich here to bit the job done against Birmingham at minus 115. And it's purely simply not because I feel that Norwich are a brilliant side in the championship. I think they're a very good side and they're big up there challenging for the title in the playoffs, that's for sure. But I feel that Birmingham are really, really dreadful. So for me, I'm going to go for Norwich to beat Birmingham at minus 115. What do you think of that, Jack?
I'm going to agree there, aren't I?
Sometimes when you talk about your team, you're loathe to bet them and you don't want to bet them. So.
Yeah, I think what I touched on at the start of the top of the show is what Norwich are about at the moment. Big squad. Now they can bring Pukki off the bench like they did at the weekend. Campwell, players like that are £1 million, lots of millions of pounds players there that can come off and affect a game. And definitely right. They rode their luck a bit against Sunderland. Sunderland, the fans were behind Sunderland at the weekend. And where Norwich have fell down, certainly last season and even at the start of this season, is defensively, that they tend to throw up two or three chances. But they put their bodies on the line. They got blocks in. They defended well. They got a clean sheet, which was important for them. First clean sheet of the season. And as you said, up against the toothless Birmingham that are going to be missing one of their players because Placetta is on loan from Norwich, so he can't play. Djokovic is still suspended after his dive. So, yeah, I think Birmingham are struggling. They're not scoring goals, as you rightly say. And Norwich have got that squad to be able to do a bit of rotation and also affect a game when they need to in the latter stages. So I'd expect it to be tight. But, yeah, I have Norwich edging it just because of the fact they can bring talent on that they need to go and score a goal or two to win the game.
I also like the bet on Norwich to win to nil. I thought that was a decent bet as well at enhanced price. But we're going to stick safe at the moment. We're 3 units down on the Championship show so far, so we're going to keep it safe. We can go for the big, more lucrative winners towards the season goes on. But keeping it safe, we're going to go for Norwich to win there at -115, and that game is tomorrow night, Tuesday. Next game I have a bet on it as well, and it's my team. QPR against Hull at Loftus Road. Jack, what do you like here?
Yeah, we're swapping teams. So your team now. I'm actually going on a goals line personally, over 2.5 goals at -115. These entertaining sides, these two. Both sides involved in 5-goal thrillers at the weekend. Both coming out on the right side of 5-goal thrillers with 3-2 wins. And again, like you then said to me, you'll know this better than me, but from the outside looking in, it just seems QPR are a slightly different side when they've got Willock starting. And
that's the key, absolute key.
Yeah. So 2-3-2 wins and a 1-1 draw with him in the side. 2-1-0 defeats and a 2-2 draw, although the keeper scored to get you an equaliser in that 2-2 draw. Can't rely on that every week. But I think he just seems to make that bit X factor, the difference. I know you've got Elias Chair in there as well, but I think Willock and Chair together cause trouble, cause danger. And obviously you've got the focal point up front in Dykes, but I just think those two behind certainly will give a lot to QPR and make them a more of a threatening side. Interesting to see, because I think they play quite narrow. It's interesting to see that brought the wing-backs into play. And I think they're quite crucial for QPR going forward. And they both got assists at the weekend. Ethan Laird, who's on loan from Man United, got his first assist of the weekend. And Kenneth Pohl, out on the right-hand side, he also set up the what turned to be the winner for Albert Adoma. So I think, lots exciting going forward for QPR, but I think there's scope that they tend to leave the back door open a little bit as well, especially if you're relying on your fullbacks or your wingbacks to be bombing on. There's obviously going to be space left in behind. And there's one man at the moment who's kind of looking to exploit that is Estupinan for Hull, who's absolutely hit like at peak form right now. 7 goals in his last 3 games, 2 braces, and then he got his first career hat trick at the weekend. Obviously, now this is George's futures bet for top goal scorer. He's now on 7, so he's 3 clear at the top. Put up at 66-1 at the start in our preview show. So looking good on that one. But him on fire at the moment, creating chances. He's obviously their main man as far as goal scoring is concerned. And so I think I saw the sort of goals at the weekend and he scored all 3. I think it was a combined total of about 5 yards, his 3 goals. But we all need a little poacher in the box. And they said they're worth their weight in gold. And turned out, obviously, another 3-2 win for them was the difference maker, of course. So with both those sides showing lots going forward, I do like the over 2.5 goals here at -115. Hull seemed great fun. They just seem to go, well, we're going to have to score more than you. They're not defending overly well either. Five of their 6 games so far have seen both teams score. 4 or 6 have seen over 2.5. The anomaly really in that is when they play Preston. Ended 0-0, but then who doesn't draw 0-0 when they're playing Preston? So I think we can draw a line for that one and say that's just a bit of a one-off this season. Other than that, they just seem to create loads, concede loads. This looks like a bit of a fun game to me. Shame you're going to be in New York. You're going to miss it.
Yeah, the last QPR game I went to, I wish I was in New York as well. It was dreadful. I mean, I'm going to go for QPR to win it. My heart could be ruling my head here, but -122 QPR, and I think you've absolutely hit the nail on the head. QPR are a totally different side when Willock plays. He is the key man. He is the most important player in this squad. It was no surprise last season when they were pushing for the playoffs that they were doing so well, especially at home. Willock was instrumental. That he gets injured, they hardly win a game from the last, I think, last 13. Yeah. I think they had like 12 or 13 games without a win, and then they won on the last day of the season when no one expected them to win. That made them finish in the top half. I bet them to finish in the top half. And at one stage, it was like -3,000. They wouldn't finish in the top half. And then it went all the way down to the wire to the last game of the season, and they won at Swansea. But he's different class. And he's a player who can play in the Premier League without a shadow of a doubt, in my opinion. The partnership he has with Cher is brilliant. They work so well together. The two of them are crucial. And when you're looking at an overs match for you, when you've got a side that can score from everywhere, every position on the pitch, including the goalkeeper, it's not a bad bet to me on the overs for QPR. Obviously, I'm worried about Rotherham's goal threat. Hull's goal threat. But the big problem for QPR and the big problem for overs bettors and taking QPR to win, I still think QPR will win this game because I expect their home form has always been pretty solid over the last couple of seasons. I expect Hull to probably have a little bit dip in their form. But the biggest problem for me is Lyndon Dykes. I mean, he isn't the amount of chances he's missing at the moment is insane. He's got a huge lower confidence. When he had problems with confidence last season, they brought on Charlie Austin, who could score a goal late on. Charlie Austin couldn't last 90 minutes, but he could definitely be a poacher. What you need, if QPR had the striker from Hull in their side, we'd be fine. But that would be the problem. So the goals have to come from the midfield. The goals have to come from Cher, have to come from Willock. You know, the centre forward is not weighing in. But if he gets a goal, there you go. But I do like the overs. I like QPR -122. I can see this being a 3-2, a 2-1 win for QPR. But we're going to go for QPR -122 and over 2.5, which is -115, isn't it, Jack?
-115,
and that game also kicks off tomorrow on Tuesday. With you, Jack, you're going to give us a bet in the Bristol City game, and whenever I see someone giving a bet in the Bristol City game, I usually expect that to be over 2.5 or both teams to score. Bristol City, talking about entertainers, they are the entertainers. They score so many goals. Got a young kid here scoring goals for them, haven't they?
Yeah, very impressive. Tommy Conway, not seen loads of him, but I've seen last couple, and he scored 5 in the last 6, and he looks a right talent. Yeah, I think he's 18, so burst onto the scene, playing up front now, and he's burst into this Bristol City side. The one area where they looked like they were covered was up front. So obviously they had like Chris Martin up there, Vyman up there, Semenyo. But he's managed to break into that setup, playing up front with Naki Wells, who's been around the block a few times. Vyman in just behind him, and they look a threat, but they still look like they can concede a goal. But they seem to have certainly tied up a lot more at home, hence why I'm actually going in this particular one. And so regular viewers would be more than they expected me to come here with a goals bet, as I've done for about 3 or 4 weeks and cashed with it. But I'm actually just going to side with Bristol City here, -0.5. So it's on the Asian handicaps, just a little bit better odds than just going with a straight win, although it's the same outcome. And it's -109, the odds. They were unlucky not to win at the weekend. It was, again, another one of those massive goal bets. We were on the overs, so we cashed the overs in this one pretty easy. Ended up 3-3, but they conceded in the last minute. But as I said, they do seem more solid at home. They won the last two at home 2-0. And this Huddersfield side I've watched live. I've watched a couple of times on the TV as well. I'm not convinced by Schofield. I think the jury's still out by most people on him as a manager, taken on from Corbyn, just not seemingly got what it takes. And as a team, they look poor. They look a shadow of what they were last season when they did punch massively above their weight for Huddersfield this season. Last season, you can see Reading, there's similarities there, but for this season, but they got 2 goals in front against West Brom at the weekend. Both goals come from Tino Andrian, who's on loan from Chelsea, Got took off with an injury in the second half. Doubtful for this game. If he's missing this game, that's a huge, huge blow. And I'd expect he probably will miss out, but he's certainly rated 50-50 at the moment. So we'll see on that. And I said, I just feel that this Bristol City side have got so much going forward that Huddersfield haven't got that in their armoury to be able to counteract. They haven't got the players that can score goals. So even if this does go into an overs game like they have been, I can see Bristol City will get more goals than Huddersfield if it becomes a shootout, because they've got the firepower. they brought substitutes they can bring on at the moment. Bristol City are just of a higher level that can go and change the game, like again we mentioned before. So it was Semenyo that they brought on at the weekend. He got 20 minutes in the cup game and scored midweek. He got 30 minutes and came on with the side 2-1 down, scored the equaliser. He brings a lot to the table. He was 20 goal involvements last season, 8 goals and 12 assists. So to have him now back fit would be an opportunity now that I think he might well get a start as they've eased him into it. And he'll be a massive bonus. He links up very well with Wyman. So I just think that they've got so much firepower, Bristol City here. They will blow Huddersfield away. Huddersfield threw that game away at the weekend, 2-2. They were quite lucky to actually survive that, because there was a Stonewall penalty that Steve Bruce said was the biggest Stonewall penalty he's seen in his career. So like I said, Bristol City, I'm confident on. I think they bring so much to the table, especially going forward, that I'm siding with them on a win here. -109.
Yeah, Bristol City to win -109 currently with Bet Rivers, and that game kicks off on Wednesday. Not Tuesday. It's got an extra day to place your wagers on that. Final pick of the weekend, and I'm going to Stoke on a Wednesday night, which is not many people used to say. Can you do it? Can Seeley do it on a Wednesday night at Stoke? That's the big question. I wouldn't, if someone said to me a month ago, I was betting Stoke at -110 at home, I'd be saying not a chance. But there is reasons to bet them. I mean, this is a huge difference in contrasting styles of football teams. Stoke going back to a much more direct approach under Mike O'Neill's left. But this is the first game in charge for their new manager, Alex Neil, who's a former Norwich manager, and Jack will know, who surprisingly left Sunderland, guided them up from the League One into the Championship, left Sunderland, is going to go to Stoke and be their new manager. It's going to be his first game in charge. He may not even actually be in the dugout, but he may be in attendance. So I usually look at teams, and I think it's always a good thing to look at teams that have a new manager and suddenly they get a response. And he was in attendance in the crowd at the weekend at Blackburn, a team that have been doing rather well at the start of the Championship. And Stoke won 1-0 away from home in a dour encounter. It was an absolute dour encounter, but they got the job done. And they play a Swansea team here who, attractively and statistically on the passes and on the possession stats, are brilliant. But they just are absolutely woeful at the moment on the pitch. The manager, Russell Martin, is a sought-after manager, but he's got to be under huge pressure at Swansea, because Swansea were a team that many people expected to be in the playoffs and maybe pushing for even automatic promotion. But it hasn't worked out at all for Swansea. And for Swansea to travel to Stoke on a Wednesday night to try to play the football that they like to attempt to play in a new manager's first job, first game in his new job, I like Stoke here at -110. Stoke have quite solid defensively, never been their problem. That going forward, they haven't been so progressive. But I think this match here is a perfect matchup for them. And I think Alex Neil gets a winning start against a Swansea side who are really, really disappointed. So I'm going to go for Stoke -110 to beat Swansea. Any view on that one, Jack?
Yeah, Swansea will have 70% of the ball. They won't do an awful lot with it. And I think someone mentioned to me the other day about Stoke, and I said one thing to look out for, and you've kind of mentioned it there, is Alex Neil is renowned for new manager bounce. He comes into a side. Norwich was struggling when he came to Norwich. He got them from lower mid-table in the Championship, got them into the playoffs, winning the playoff final. He did the same thing at Sunderland. They were struggling at Sunderland. He managed to get them up in the playoffs, through the playoffs, and promoted into the Championship, and doing very well in the Championship. As you say, he then got them up into the playoffs there before he's now jumped ship. And he's taken over a Stoke side that are in the lower reaches. As you say, he was in the stand at the weekend, and immediately first clean sheet of the season, and go and beat Blackburn away from home. Good result. So I think I said to someone the other day, keep Stoke onside in these early weeks, because say his new manager bounce is renowned. He'll have a way about him when he goes into a new club. So yeah, I like Stoke. I want to keep Stoke onside, as I said, over the next few weeks. So you beat me to the punch here in the first one, and I think that's fair dues. I say Swansea are really struggling. They've got two strikers up front that are decent, but they're struggling for goals. They've only both scored one each, and one of those was a penalty at the weekend.
Yeah, well, a penalty, yeah. I mean, if you look at Stoke's next few fixtures, though, I mean, they're all winnable. They've got Swansea at home, Reading away, Luton at home, Hull away, QPR. That's not a bad run for a new manager with that kind of the upsurge when he comes into the club. So Stoke could definitely be on everyone's radar in those matches, and maybe a bet now probably to make the playoffs at a very, very big price or something like that, top half or top six, and look to trade out when they play Watford in October. So a real, real kind month coming up for Stoke. Let's quickly run through the bets. I'll go through my three bets first. I've gone for Norwich at -115 to beat a very poor Birmingham side. I've gone for QPR, probably with my heart rather than my head there, to beat Hull, but we hope that's a high-scoring match. And I've gone for Stoke with the new manager effect. Alex Neil in charge at Stoke for the first game up against a struggling Swansea with a manager under pressure at -110. Jack, what are your three?
Yeah, QPR Hull, same game, over 2.5 goals at -115. Sheffield United, -0.75 on the Asian handicap at -132. And then the final one, Bristol City to beat Huddersfield, -0.5 Asian handicap at -109.
Jack, thank you very much, as always, for joining us. If you want to follow it, myself and Jack, you can. And all the other fantastic handicappers we have here on the Bet Rivers Network at Because We Win. That's our Twitter handle, run by the guys. We've got some fantastic content. It's not only a midweek card in the Championship. We've got a midweek card in the English Premier League. We've got a midweek card in France and other leagues across Europe. And whenever there is soccer action, you can guarantee it will be covered on the Bet Rivers Network. Also, please download this on your podcast provider and give us a follow on or subscribe to us on our YouTube channel as well. And give us a little review. We'd like to know, keep the boys on their toes, so that you know what you're thinking about the work they're doing. Jack, thanks very much for joining us. Any football this week for you? You're going to take Colchester?
Not for football. No, just something else. Yeah, no Colchester action this week, I'm afraid. But no, it's going to be a TV based watch this week. No, no actual live football, unfortunately.
Well, you can have a week off, but hopefully we cash some tickets and we're back next week. We're currently -3 units on the Championship show, and hopefully we can get that back. And George Ellick returns next week with a positive figure. Take care, everyone, and thanks for watching.